Would you tell the story of the tiger in Dotun? Or sorry, Wapu? Yeah, Dotun.
Yeah, daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was my that was my first long Tudong. It's like a full year on Tudong and by myself a lot of the most of the time. And that was the year I found Daodang. And they built me a kuti. So I was by myself. It'd probably be a kilometer or two from the village, a kilometer or so from the village. So it's far enough to be completely isolated, but fairly easy to go along from. And they built me a great walking meditation path. And it was, I wore it really smooth. And then one night I'm on my jungle path and I kind of hear a rustling and then I get a smell, which I had heard the description of the smell of a tiger. But then all of a sudden I got this smell and then my hair stood on end and I was like, oh, that's a tiger. And then I could, and it, because it was a, I couldn't quite see it. I mean, it's this very thick jungle. I mean, you've been to Daodang. And it's in the, I was in the bottom of a little side valley. So a little stream that went past, which was my water supply. So very lush and very thick, but I could hear it moving around me. So, and then, yeah, fear was visceral. And but then what came to mind was the sutta where it's in the Majjhima Nikaya.
Bhayabhārava?
Bhayabhārava
Four?
Sutta number four,
Maybe.
Majjhima four
Yeah, I
or
think
six
so.
or something, I can't remember. Something like that. Anyway, and then it's the Buddha recounting his own training of going out into the forest and experiencing fear and trepidation. And then what he did was continue practicing in the posture that he was in until the mood of fear dissipated. So then I said, well, okay, well, that's what the Buddha did. Maybe I should try it. And so continued to just do walking back and forth and spreading loving kindness and trying to calm the mind and settle the mind and come back to my breathing, come back to my body, try not to get obsessed with the reality of having a tiger right nearby. And then I walk for, hard to tell how long. I mean, time was a bit of at a standstill at that point. I'd walk for quite a while, and then really it was quite easeful. And then the presence of tiger fell away, and what was left was mindfulness and clear comprehension and a feeling of clarity. So then I thought, well, okay, I'm clear now. I could probably change postures and I'll go. So I went and sat on my. I had my kuti had a little sleeping room, and it had a little veranda, completely open. So I went and sat on the veranda, and because the impulse was to go into the room and close the door, as if that would help, because it's pretty flimsy. dwelling place, but still, the mind looks for such things. But anyway, so I went and sat, and then you know, sitting, meditation, breathing, you know, breathing in, breathing out, and it's sort of, that's a tiger. It's still there. And it was just this fear come up again, and then sort of, well, what would I do if a tiger attacked? And then it was just sort of like, then all the stories of kind of the capability of tigers came to me and said, well, you just die. That's all. That's human beings are just incredibly puny compared to a tiger. So you just have to give up. So then that was okay. It's just giving, it was a theme of giving up and give myself to practice, give myself to the training, give myself to the triple gem, give myself to the seal of samadhi panya and the virtue, and then we'll see what happens. And I'm still here, so it worked pretty good.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.